Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to cover news to the bottom of the hour for those that are holding. If you want to hold, fine. If you want to get in line, 1-800-259-9231. But I'm going to cover news from the bottom of the hour. Then I'm going to take your calls for the last 30 minutes. But I got a lot of it here in front of me. EU pulls out of northern Kosovo due to Serb resistance. Give you my take on that. Middle class may be subject to food rations, warns UN. Here's Forbes today. Gold edges up towards record peaks on renewed inflation worries data. Gold edged up towards last week's record peaks as players piled back into the metal amid ongoing worries that global inflation with crude oil risk backing towards the 100 USD mark. And it did go over 100 today, by the way. Gold, seen as a safe haven asset for alternative play in the U.S. dollar, often acts as a hedge against oil-led inflation. Now, here's what concerns me, Ted, and you've been in this longer than I have, but, you know, I've immersed myself in and I interview all the experts, so I guess my opinion's worth, two thimbles instead of one. But when I read about gold futures at 950, 960, 970, it always follows the futures, or almost always does. When I see gold mines having trouble keeping up with output, shutting down, breaking down from South Africa to Canada, this is what I'm seeing today. I did a lot of research today and last night. When I see that the big central banks have dumped a bunch of their gold, admittedly to drive down the price, because as gold goes up, that discredits their fiat currencies. I mean, the press is reporting record dumps of institutional and national gold reserves, and still gold is rising. That tells me that they can't control this anymore. I read last week about China went past our consumer purchasing and use of gold. China, of course, 2 years ago legalized the private holding of gold as ornaments or for coins or investment. You weren't even allowed to own really gold jewelry over there. That's a huge drive that isn't going to be quenched. Ted, I mean, I think we could really see gold go to 2,000. What do you think?
Yeah, I would say that it would be, the chances of it going over 2,000 is better than it staying below 2,000, mainly because the dollar has fallen so far in value, and there's so many foreigners that are holding on to U.S. currency that want to get out of it, that any opportunity that they have to sell, they're doing it. And you're right, the central banks of the world are trying to keep the price of gold down because it discredits the currency that they're creating. Their fiat currencies take it on the chin every time gold goes up. It's like a reflection that they're doing bad and that the commodities are doing good. So they don't like to see that happen. And they are the largest holders of reserves because central banks know between each other they can't trade each other's currencies. They have to have something hard and tangible, and that's why they use gold. GATA was suing the central banks because of the fact that they were artificially lowering the lease rates, which is what's used when you're trading futures. When you're buying gold into the future and you're selling gold in the future, when you're selling short, you're actually selling the gold outright.
But they're doing all of that. They're playing all their tricks of selling it to each other under cost. It's not working anymore, Ted.
No, it's not. That's because their currencies are falling too fast, and the rest of the world is going, hey, you go ahead and dump it.
Yeah, let's be clear. Well, even 3 years ago, 2 years ago, the media was saying, don't be a kook, don't buy gold, something that's doubled. How much is gold up now since 2000?
Well, if you go from 200...
So 140%?
248, 250 an ounce, and then you get up to, right now, we're right around 950, so you can do the math. It's almost up three times.
My God, I keep forgetting that I got in when it was up. Yeah, it's almost three times in 8 years.
Well, quite literally.
And still, the yuppies say they will not invest in it because I think if the news said gold didn't exist, the know-it-all yuppies wouldn't believe it.
No, they're still dreaming right now. They just need to get involved. If you're looking at wanting to get into the gold,
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
Thanks a lot for having me up, Alex.
Folks, I'm just trying to get you in on something good while we talk about the financial news for the day. We'll be back with the food rationing.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From the heart of Serbia and their capital of Belgrade, to the capital of the breakaway Republic of Kosovo, the police stations, everything is burning. The UN and NATO flee cowardly. They're only there to rape children and use drugs. And I'm not kidding. The UN force, everywhere they go, is caught running child kidnapping rings. That's what they do. Pedophiles go and join that. And then inject heroin. That's something. They're just lazy, scum, coward filth. Literally. Believe me, it's been in the news thousands of times. Just go Google UN child kidnapping, child prostitution, drug use. It's just basically social workers that go from being social workers here that just say, look, I just want to murder people. And they get little kids almost every night and beat them to death. And, you know, the photos of all that's been out. I mean, the UN ran the Rwandan massacre in 94. And that's now come out. They didn't just, quote, accidentally let it happen. They ran the whole operation. EU pulls out of northern Kosovo due to Serb resistance. And so the bottom line here is we had over 600 cities and, what, four or five states, I think it grew, that threw out the Patriot Act and said it was unconstitutional and said they wouldn't accept martial law. I remember coming up with the idea for you to do that. Groups did form. You did do that. You took action. Austin led in that fight. That's covered in Matrix of Evil, by the way, one of my films, excellent, now on DVD. And Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney are in it. And so we have to go to our city councils. We have to, as citizens, ask for tours of the local, you know, FEMA Threat Integration Center. On the news, they call it the Traffic Monitoring Emergency Center. And it's all federally paid for and run. There's usually CIA liaison in there, FBI liaison, all federalizing the face scanning, the license plate scanning. That's their control grid. You want to find out about how far FEMA is in your area, get involved. You're a city leader. You're a business owner. Ask for a tour of it. Tell them you're interested in volunteering. They've always got citizen tattletale groups. I mean, you know, go infiltrate them. And then take the info you've got, bring it before the city council, point out that mainstream news is reporting it's for martial law. They'll laugh at you even though they know it's true. Some cities, though, will take action. And then that keeps them from running this covert op. Northcom can only run this covert op, and they say they're going to federalize the counties, the cities, the states. They've already done that. And they do plan on using predominantly Latin American troops here in the U.S., actually ruling over us. It's so sick. Well, just expose that, and then it's over for them. They can't handle exposure. So if you've been an establishment type who's heard this show in the past, isn't it time for you now to admit we told you the truth? Isn't it time for you now to admit you know what's really happening and to do something about it? I mean, is it good to have our military more and more becoming a bunch of illegal aliens and aggravated felons or both? I mean, is it good to have deals signed with Mexico and Canada to use their military here to, quote, suppress American terrorists? You know, that's us fighting back. You don't give them your farm, you're a terrorist. I mean, is that something you... do you really like amnesty's real? The open borders are real? The fact that illegal aliens are above the law, that's real. And again, that just proves this is all about control of the citizens. But forget those that haven't woken up yet. If they don't want to figure out what's happening, that's their business. You that are awake out there, instead of factionalizing or being part of some subgroup, you need to get in the streets. You need to start organizations. You need to take on things locally. You need to get together with friends in suit and ties and put reports together and bring it down to your mayor, bring it down to your police chief. I remember going to the head of the Travis County SWAT team. He sent some guys over to threaten me one time. And then I went over to his office and I said, I want to meet with you. And I said, you're going to have Delta Force come in here and try to bribe you. And he said, oh, I'm a Marine from Vietnam, sniper. The military's good. There's no secret police or military. About a year later, he called me up to his office one time. He said, please come in here. And he said, here's the Delta Force card. Everything you said is true. How did you know this? And he goes, and he wasn't playing good cop, bad cop. He really was freaked out because they fired him about a month later. How did I know? I had the documents. Look, this is an evil government, okay? They admit that they put poison in our water and poison in our food. That's admitted. They admit that they torture children sexually in front of their parents. That's not good. I can't believe I have to explain to people that work for the government that that's not okay. That is not good. Now, the military-industrial complex has built up this big apparatus of tyranny. Now they plan to bring in Barack Obama or Hillary or whoever it's going to be. And then, oh, it's a new change of guard, but the whole infrastructure continues. And then suddenly the left that's all freaked out about this because they're worried about George Bush, they all go to sleep. But the New World Order's got its bases in Central Asia, the Middle East, Europe. The New World Order's got its police state set up, and it just and we get hit by terrorists again, and then it's off to the races. Now, the globalists aren't going to be able to continue to carry this stuff out, though, if we expose government-sponsored terror, which we've done. So that's hard for them to use that tool now. A lot of people who are compartmentalized in the military, in intelligence, in the FBI, in the CIA, who laughed at us years ago, now they double-take and they say, how do you know all this classified stuff? How did you understand how I was compartmentalized? Because I've studied history. Now they're beginning to look over their compartments and they're seeing the bigger picture and they're going, my God, it's true. We're the bad guys. And that doesn't mean I'm a bad guy. That doesn't mean you're a bad guy. It means the people steering the ship are bad. See, a country's like a ship. And so Bush says, support the military. You don't support our military. No. The military is a ship. That's the analogy. I don't support who's piloting it. I don't. It's like a bulldozer. It can work great for digging stuff up and making, you know, structures and, you know, preparing foundations or moving rubble out of the way. But it can also tear your house down. Or if some kid gets on one with a key and starts it up and, you know, runs it through three houses. I'm against how this whole mechanism is being used. But see, they talk to the public like they're little kids. Either you support whatever the government's doing with the military or you don't support the military. I mean, that's illogical. Totally illogical. All right, let me just get into news here. But I wanted to make that point. This is all done through compartmentalization. I keep hammering on that. Don't believe me, police that are listening. Find out there's no law to take vaccines and then ask why the news says it's the law, you've got to take them. Find out that there's government documents where they knew sodium fluoride would brain damage you, and they put it in the water to dumb you down. And then go find it out for yourself. It's everywhere. You know, find out this is real. Find out you're under attack. Find out for yourself that you're being used. Middle class may be subject to food rations, warns UN. The UN is warning of a food shortage crisis and drawing up plans for food rations, which will hit even middle-class suburban populations as inflation and economic uncertainty causes the prices of staple food commodities to skyrocket. And see, what the government's going to do is they're going to come in and not let you buy the food if you've got the money. They're going to price fix. They always do this. And then they're going to say, but because we've lowered prices or kept them the same and done price fixing, now there's limited food, and so even if you've got the money, you can't get it. The United Nations World Food Program cautions today that it doesn't receive more funding. Again, the globalists are behind getting farmers off the land, squeezing them out, big agriculture controlling it, GMO. It will have to halt food aid to developing countries like Mexico and China. The WFP critics, they only ship you GMO food anyway, so who wants it? We pay for it with tax money and they ship it down there. The WFP critics talks come as the body sees the emergence of the new era of hunger, their quote, in developing countries where even middle-class urban people are being priced out of the food market because of rising food prices, reports the Financial Times. The warning coincides with a speech by William Lapp, a U.S.-based consultancy, Advanced Economic Solutions, who cautions that rising agricultural raw material prices would translate this year into sharply higher food inflation. Yeah, we saw 20% last year. They're talking about 40% this year. I mean, have you noticed that something that was $6 at a little corner dive is now $12? With the U.S. on the verge of recession, and as many analysts have warned, a potential second Great Depression, those long scoffed at for hoarding vast quantities of storable food may unfortunately be able to say, I told you so, if the dollar continues to deteriorate and people begin to be priced out of the food market. Global food prices have skyrocketed by as much as 60% in the past year. Paul gives a mainstream link. Yeah, it's 60% globally, but 20 to 30%, depending on what number you look at in the U.S. People email me and say, which is it? Is it 20? Is it 30? Is it 60? In the U.S., it's 20 or 30%, depending on, there's a bunch of different numbers, so you can pick your numbers. We just know it's up. And yeah, it's 60% worldwide. While U.N. officials warn of likelihood of food riots, if prices continue to rise, I would not be surprised if we begin to see food riots, said Jacques Diouf, Director General of the UN's Food Agriculture Organization last October. Hey, Paul Watson, you need to add something to this article. 1997 Population Summit, might have been 96, I'm going from memory, in Beijing, China, the head of the UN Food Program said, we can and do use food as a weapon, and I suggest we use it more often. We do not apologize for that. That's basically the exact quote. It's a woman. I forget her first name. She said it on television. Okay? So you need to add to this that the UN uses food as a weapon so people know they're not the good guy when they're reading this.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, and the Internet, retransmitted on WWCR on the shortwave, satellite, Internet, and AM and FM stations, 9 to midnight Central, and 24 hours a day on the Internet at InfoWars.com. And the live show ends in about 35 minutes. It just restarts at InfoWars.com if you missed any of the first or second hour. All right, here's the type of news I have on the education front. Homeschooled Germans flee to the UK. London Guardian, a 1938 law designed to ensure state control of all children, has provoked a family exodus to Britain. This is the London Guardian, not Alex Jones. Of course, we told you this stuff all came out of Germany and England. Families are fleeing to the UK from Germany to escape a law introduced by Hitler that could lead to their children being taken into the care if educated at home. And it goes on to say that the 70-year-old law has caused hundreds of refugees to exit it just in the month of October. And it goes on to say homeschooling has been illegal in Germany since it was outlawed in 1938. Hitler wanted the Nazi state to have complete control over the young minds. Today, there are rare exceptions, such as four children suffering serious illnesses or psychological problems. Legal attempts through the courts, including the European Union of Human Rights, have so far failed to overturn the ban. What do you mean? The EU pushes for that. And California, Illinois, they've tried to ban homeschooling here in the U.S. because they're not a bunch of Prozac Ritalin heads, you know, running around like a bunch of monkey whores. That's what they want. And they're trying to go after it right here in the U.S. Again, modern education started 200 years ago in Germany when Prussia was losing out to Napoleon. And then people say, well, which is the British or the Germans? Well, they were all interlocked. But, you know, the sciences, the PhD started in Germany. And the textbooks were all written, and they've been written right through the last year, where they just say they've dumbed us down by design, and it's official. Now, again, the teacher on the ground doesn't know that. They just, when you read government documents 100 years old about how they were going to have six periods a day so you could never focus or think and to confuse you, I mean, they've done a good job. The public's a bunch of idiots. And then with television, the average attention span's about 3 minutes long. You can't talk to adults. They can't stand up and be free or be successful. All they can do is act cool. They're just in like imaginary playland, like a three-year-old, you know, acts like they're Robin Hood or cowboys or Indians. Well, adults do that. They just walk around acting cool. Just, I'm so cool. I'm so cool. They all wear little different costumes, different little cliques and clubs. Homeschool Germans flee to UK in 1938 law. It's just London Guardian, you know. UN propaganda aimed at U.S. school children. I just wanted to expand on that because they say they want to give every American school child a UN comic book about how the UN's good. Doctors and teachers to act as informers to target violent offenders before they strike under controversial minority report plans. Doctors, teachers, and social workers will be told to act as informers to identify potentially violent offenders for monitoring by the police and other agencies. Ministers help spotting binge drinkers, drug addicts, and young gang members early before they commit serious crimes that they can be placed on national database and steered away from offending behavior. Now, this is in Endgame. Mainstream news, toddlers are being put on probation for their genetics. They're claiming if your parents were bad, that means you have a genetic predistribution. I'm suddenly having one of those moments today. You're predisposed to do it. The plans have been dubbed the Minority Report powers as reference to the 2002 Tom Cruise movie in which futuristic preemptive police units use psychics to arrest and imprison criminals before they carry out attacks. That's the Daily Mail. Why not? We have preemptive war. There is some good news. Now, remember, I saw this 8 years ago in Tennessee, and since then hundreds of newspaper articles about similar stuff. The girls from the local team come over, and they're showering, and they're 8th graders, 7th and 8th graders. They're showering after the basketball game before they get dressed and go get picked up by their parents, and they freak out because the video camera's in the stalls. Now that's normal in the big communal shower area to see a camera and freak out. But the principal had announced it there, and so the parents had been brainwashed. If an authority figure says it's okay, then videotaping your naked daughter is all right, you see. But the visiting team hadn't been told it was the gods yet that it said they had to do this. And so they freaked out, literally ran out screaming with towels around them. Police were called, and then the police chief and everybody were on the news. It was in the local papers in Tennessee. Just said, well, it's normal to have cameras in the bathrooms. Well, here it is. School removes CCTV cameras from children's toilets after furious protests from parents. I've had this story since Friday, but I haven't gotten to it yet. I'm going to cover this when we get back, blitz through some other news, jam in some of your calls, and a lot more. And we got a little treat coming up, interesting clip. So you'll want to stay with us here. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Caliban Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair. The sun is hot in the Texas sky. Garden growing, clothes out on the line. A dusty road when a car goes by. Storytelling of days long ago. And the only place she'd ever been. Singing softly, this world is not my home. Memories take me back again. When I was young and Grandma wasn't old, when she guided me as I watched life unfold. Anything we didn't have, we didn't really need to hold. When I was young and Grandma wasn't old.
Yeah, that's off Willie Nelson's new album, Moment of Forever. Yeah, Willie Nelson's daughter got asked by architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth at an event if she agreed with her dad and thought it was an inside job. She said yes. There's photos of that up on PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. It originates from 911blogger.com. So that's interesting to have that happening. The local News 8 reported that the UT police this weekend on Saturday said that more than 4,000 people came out for a Ron Paul event. That was just in the main mall. They were in the two malls beside that. The Libertarian blog, Lou Rockwell, is reporting 7,000. We've got photos of this. And when you're on the stage and you can't get the whole crowd in the photo, it was probably closer to 7,000 than 4,000. I wish I could have gone, but I've just been so busy. I haven't spent time with family. Now, I was spending time with family downtown, and I saw Ted Anderson and the Ron Paul Air Corps for flying really low, that huge banner. Look, if we can take those 7,000 people that were there, and don't go join one organization. But most of those people said they were from Austin or from UT. What if you all get together and start organizations? What if you go to the UT City Council and say, we don't want martial law. We know the feds have put in a command center. We know you're using face scanning cameras. We know you've got microphones up around town. We don't want red light cameras. I mean, 4,000 people start giving money politically, start running for office, start protesting. It's over. Those 4,000, and it's more like, I think it was 7,000. UT police said more than 4,000 on the news. And, you know, we've had 1,000 people and they call it 100. So, you know, what if we took those people? What if you form other groups? Just make sure you get together. Make sure that you talk to everybody. Make sure you join a Second Amendment group, a Control the Border group, a anti-new world. Start websites. Start news sites. You know, make sure you do that. Now, also make sure you don't come to me and tell me what to do, though. I'm just recommending you start your own organization, your own group. And that's just Austin, Texas. You know, Ron Paul's spoken to 5,000, 6,000 people in Minneapolis. He's spoken to 5,000, 6,000 people in L.A., in New York. I mean, everywhere he goes, he's getting crowds of over a couple thousand. They're getting bigger. Of course there's election fraud. Of course they've cheated him. He's getting crowds as big as Barack Obama before Obama was even getting those crowds. That translates into real votes. 7,000 people. I'm already digressing. Photos are going up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com the next 10, 15 minutes. Amanda and Tim wrote a story together, and that's going up about it. Just hopefully get that out and hopefully, you know, add the points there that we need to organize and get together now and form groups. You know, it's not just about supporting Ron Paul and running around chanting Ron Paul. We need to fight NORTHCOM and expose how they're enemies of this country and how NORTHCOM was involved in the 9/11 attacks. Yes, NORTHCOM was around before 9/11. They ran the attacks. We need to expose that it's not our government anymore. We need to get hardcore. You know what? I'm going to play this Michael Bagnarik clip. I've said this myself many times. The Founding Fathers said this. This has been said a million different ways. But we posted this video up on Infowars.com. I forgot the title to it in case folks want to search it. What's the title name, John? Oh, you didn't save the title. I sent it to you Friday. I forget the title. I'll remember the title while it's playing. And this is him in a classroom setting, drawing the line, saying, you know, cross this line and I'll fight you. And then they cross it and you back up and suddenly you're in a corner. And this is what we all need to be thinking about right now. It's about a 4 or 5 minute clip. Then I'm going to jam in some more news and some more of your calls. Stay with us. Here it is.
Let me give you a little commentary on the Holocaust. The Holocaust is generally deemed to be the worst travesty in human history. 5 or 6 million Jews. I don't know what the actual count was, but it was a lot of people. They did a genocide. They tried to wipe out an entire race. Hitler did not take Germany by force. He did not drive in with army tanks. Hitler was elected. Anybody have any idea what the vote count was? What his percentage of the total was? 98% in Austria-Hungary. That's just about everybody. Everybody voted for Hitler because he was going to solve all their economic problems. Did Hitler get elected on Monday and start throwing people into ovens on Friday? No. It was a gradual process. The first thing that Hitler did was start to write newspaper articles. Everything that was going wrong was the Jews' fault. They're the ones that caused all these problems. Did the Jews write their own newspaper articles and go, I disagree? Well, not that I can think of. I've never read any newspaper articles that, you know, contradicted any of that. So then the Jews had to wear the Star of David so we can tell who you are. Did they say, no, that's a violation of my privacy. I don't have to tell you whether, you know, I'm Jewish or not. No, the Jews decided, well, it's a religious symbol. We love God. We should be proud to wear the Star of David. Eventually, the Germans came in and they broke all of the windows in all of the Jewish businesses in one weekend. Saturday night was known as Kristallnacht, which is German for night of glass. You couldn't walk up and down the sidewalks because they were filled with glass. Did the Jews rise up and say, now, damn it, you're violating my property. You shouldn't do that. No. Gosh, we don't want to make the Germans any madder than they already are. We want to just kind of go along to get along. Don't piss them off. They've got guns. Eventually, the Germans are loading them up into cattle trailers on the train. Where do you think you're going? On vacation? Where do you think they're going to take you? Well, now you're cold and naked and they're walking you into the ovens where you're going to go to mass execution. Is it time now to raise your hand and say, you know, I tend to disagree with all of this. Bang! You're dead. It's too late to complain. You should have complained at the beginning when you at least had a chance. My question to you, and I don't expect you to answer it, just think about it in your head. How bad do things have to get before you do something? Do they have to take away all your property? Do they have to license every activity that you want to engage in? Do they have to be throwing you on cattle cars before you start to say, now, wait a minute, I don't think this is a good idea. How long is it going to be before you finally resist and say, no, I will not comply, period? That's a different answer for each person. Ask yourself now, because sooner or later you're going to come to that line. And when they cross it, what are you going to say? Well, okay, cross this line. Okay, now cross that line. Okay, now cross this line. And pretty soon, you're in a corner. Sooner or later, you've got to draw a line and stand your ground, whether anybody else does or not. That is what liberty is all about. If you think I am radical, let me share with you some thoughts from some of the founding fathers. Thomas Jefferson said, and this country, with its institutions, belong to the people who... Thomas Jefferson. And what country can preserve its liberties if its rulers are not warned from time to time that this people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Right? We're talking bloodshed if necessary. Abraham Lincoln. This country, with its institutions, belongs to the people who inhabit it. Whenever they shall grow weary of their existing government, they can exercise their constitutional right of amending it or their constitutional right to dismember or overthrow it. He also said, we the people are the rightful masters of Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. How do you know if the Constitution has been perverted if you haven't read it?
And that clip on YouTube, we did post it last week on Infowars.com, is I will not comply, period. And that's what it comes down to. And the same thing happened in England. And I remember seeing a story last year out of Sacramento where the police are wired in to the area school bathrooms. and they watch you urinate. They watch you defecate. It's all part of the humiliation, the children being brought up in a prison. A school has been forced to remove CCTV cameras they installed in students' toilets after furious protest from pupils and parents. This is in England, the Daily Mail. Land of the coward, home of the slaves. We don't protest. We go, it's good to have camera in toilet. So sick. I mean, folks, that's 1984. That's how it begins, is a camera in his bathroom. Hundreds of outraged students petitioned against the cameras after they spotted them in the toilets and even refused to use the loos a day after, so they were not caught on CCTV. Other children were kept at home by their families rather than expose them to the gross invasion of privacy. The cameras were installed at Lipson Community College in Plymouth, Devon, which has 1,400 pupils. Concerns were first raised when pupils returned from a week-long break Tuesday and spotted the cameras. Principal Stephen Baker said contractors fitted them on the orders of other staff members who did not have the measure approved by him. Let me tell you how evil the British government is. Last year they reported nationwide, they called in the third graders and they said, we're going to play James Bond today. We're going to come and look in this computer. We're going to put our fingers here. It was a biometric. But you're not going to tell your mommy and daddy. We're going to play spy. And they illegally all put them into a database. Government is criminal. Just like our criminal government says it's the law you got to take HPV live cancer virus. There's no law. Bet you $1 million there isn't. So I know you won't actually go look it up. You'll just claim I'm lying. Okay, get your million cash. He mandated to the state health department to put it on a list of recommended. There's no law, and there's a waiver. But how's there even a waiver if there's no law? See, that's even more of their color of law. But I hear all over the news, it's the law. It's the law in the U.S. We better take it, too. Now they want to make all the boys take it. And it's frustrating to know I can only reach a fraction of people. I want to reach all those women who are scared for their 12-year-old daughters. Oh, honey, I want you to take the shot in case you get sexually active. Oh, honey, you need to tell your daughter that there's hundreds of these viruses, over 350 strains that can, quote, give you cancer, that this one only covers 6 strains, and that if you already are infected with it, it gives you a 44% increased chance in getting the type of cancer. And then you got a better chance of being struck by lightning than getting cervical cancer from HPV, because they haven't even proven it causes HPV. It's a virus that about half the population. Go look it up. Right at 50%, about 49% of us have it. I mean, it's rampant. It's on things at the gym. Most cancer, by the way, is viral. I've always told you that. So why don't you just take your live cancer virus? I just want to warn people. That's all I want. I burn with the desire to be able to, I mean, I hear these airhead women and men. I hear them in stores. I hear them talking about the HPV. I hear them going, my daughter got that, so she'll never have cancer. Oh, I mean, a lot of these idiots think it's a cancer cure where you'll never get any cancer. No, it's a live cancer virus from a company that hates your guts and who's been involved in all sorts of eugenics. I mean, I can't believe that we have to explain to people that cameras in bathrooms is a bad idea. Meanwhile, Barack Obama's in trouble right now because he's been telling people he's for globalism, but he's been criticizing NAFTA. So he told international business leaders that don't worry, wink, wink, I'm going to continue everything. This is just rhetoric for the cattle. Obama targets NAFTA, but said he supports free trade. Democratic presidential hopeful Barack Obama assured U.S. trading partners on Saturday that he did not oppose free trade despite making increasing critical comments about multinational deals such as NAFTA. Obama, a Illinois senator, has turned trade into a centerpiece of his campaign in Ohio, where trade agreements are particularly unpopular as domestic manufacturing jobs disappear, which NAFTA and GATT do, which we said they do. But it brings it to slave client nations where the globalists fully dominate. It's already too late. There's nothing to protect anyways anymore. Texas and Ohio had nominated contests for March 4th, and Obama has criticized the North American Free Trade Agreement and campaign stops. and he pounded Hillary Clinton for supporting NAFTA. But Obama, who entered the White House with only 4 years of experience as a U.S. senator, in addition to several years in the Illinois legislature, said his misgivings about NAFTA did not mean he was opposed to such accords in general. See, it's all talk, folks. But I know, drink your fluoride water, take your mercury shots, just believe he's good when he's for global government, for global tax, for gun control, for open borders. It's just fun to be taken for a big fat ride by Barack Obama. It'll take years to wake the liberals up that he's bad when he gets in. He'll be gun-grabbing, staging terror attacks. It's going to be bad. Because the people behind him are the Mac Daddies of stage terror. Oh, man. More of the same. Socialized health care at the barrel of a gun. Your call straight ahead.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost.
But do people know what that means? These are hardcore killers. They want to kill you. Gonna have to fight them, aren't we? Gear up. Folks, the longest continually operating portable foods company in the nation, 27 years. J. Michael Stevens Group, they have high-quality freeze-dried food that lasts more than 10 years. 10 years when it's not stored in a climate-controlled area. wonderful folks, with all the uncertainty, the things that are happening, you need Storable Foods. I've gotten from them now four times. I'm really gearing up. 800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Giant banners at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. All right, I'm going to blitz through four of your calls, give each one of you 1 minute. Nick in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Two questions I want you to get off air, and then I want something I want you to comment on. Real quick, I wanted to know if you knew anything about Aaron Russo's new movie that he plugged on his last interview with you before he died. If you knew if he had even started working on that, or
no, it was some fiction film about the Federal Reserve, I think.
Okay, all right. And then my other question is, I've been trying to put some of this stuff together about Obama, and I think we're on the same page. We want to think he's totally evil, and you know, CFR and blah blah blah, and Brzezinski's behind him. But I have another idea that I wanted you to try to pin out, which is that given that the entire neocon right wing is pushing Hillary, it's clear that they would much prefer her, and there's a bunch of other things, but keeping it short, is it possible that you think he is a fall guy set up by the CFR or, you know, by the powers that be?
Yo, anything. Look, we don't know. I agree with you. I appreciate the call. We're going to find out in the fullness of time. That's the type of call I want, where they ask real questions. We don't know. We just know his policies are evil. But are they trying to cheat him in the election? Yes. Have they pulled security off of him? Yes. Is weird stuff going on? Yes. Are the neocons behind Hillary to the point where I thought she would win? And I may be proven wrong. I hope. You know, I hate her. I hope I'm wrong. You know, something weird's going on with Obama. But he's definitely bad when he comes to his policies. Is he as evil as Hillary? Obviously no. But it doesn't matter. Presidents don't run anything to begin with. Eric in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Actually, California, Alex.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No problem. I wasn't going to call today, but I was listening to the older gentleman calling and saying that there's just no fight. Well, you know, I'm sitting there on hold, just like a pent-up bull, just waiting to get out of the chute. And then, you know, I got to sit there and listen to this guy reading poetry. We got to stop with the poetry. This is a fight. These people want to kill us. And we've got to get rage. We've got, you know, I was at the shooting range this Sunday, just yesterday, and the place was packed. It was packed with young people. We've got to get fired up. We've got to get angry at these people that want to kill us.
I agree. Hey, 7,000 people at the Austin Ron Paul rally. We need to form into anti-UN, anti-New World Order. We need to form into InfoWar cores to go out and educate the rest of the cattle and activate them and wake them up. But hey, poetry, art, it's all part of that. Different strokes for different folks. Call me back tomorrow, Eric. Call me back tomorrow, Mike and Kyle, everybody. I want to hear these type of calls. You're fired up and angry? We'll open the show tomorrow with calls. I've got to start taking more calls. I just babble so much. We have the forces to defeat the New World Order. And I think they know we're going to crush them. Just think about when we're having mass trials of these people, giving them full due process before they're executed. They need to know, all these psychopaths, they're going to cry and beg before they go into Hades. All right, retransmission starts now. I covered a lot in the first hour. You don't want to miss it. Tune back in at InfoWars.com. The internet stream's right there, InfoWars.com, right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Now.